Oh, happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. And welcome, listeners, to Let's Do It Radio, Sunday service sponsored by none other than Do It All in the Mall, owned and operated by Sharon Salisbury Frazier out of Washington State. Today is Sunday, July 25th, 2021. I am your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of On Ice Alco Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide out of Washington State and hosted out of Florida, where all entrepreneurs can be found on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com under the client section, as well as their website, where you can safely and securely shop online 24/7 for anything you need, as well as great listening entertainment wherever you may be, right at your fingertips. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 1 John 4:8, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. 1 John 4:20, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And 1 Corinthians 8:3, but if any man love God, the same is known of him. So please have your Bibles ready as we enter into today's worship. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday.
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
Thank you, Lord, for another day, for a day we have not seen. Amen, amen, and amen of God. Again. I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? I don't think that I can live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living my own way. Not to see them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, he give them to me every day. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself, and you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I have been forgiving, I don't live it. And when I say I love, I mean it. But none of this be nothing if he comes in a mission shop. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, 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 love him.
Wanted you to fall. You look like I do. I do. You could have lost it all. You remember I do.
What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him.
love him, I love him, love him, I love him, love him, I love him, I love him, love him, I love him, I love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
And now we'll have invocation, which I will do. God of love, we trust in you with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. We acknowledge you in all of our ways and in all our coming in and our going out, so that you will direct our path. Father, we do not rely on ourselves for effective results, for we are only human and often make mistakes. It is you who knows all things. So, Father, have your divine way in this church meeting today. Amen. And now we'll have prayer by Reverend Ronnie Marshall.
Father God, Jehovah, in the mighty and majestic name of Jesus, bless all of these listeners around the world and all over our country. Lord, let something be said today that will change the mind of the people who are lost. Give them a readily feeling within themselves to come to you and to change their habits and ways. We know you can. And then speak to those, Lord, who are confused and do not have a sound way or its direction is concerned. Bring them under the understanding of the Holy Ghost within their minds, that it be not complicated for them to understand his voice, but hear him and follow after in the name of Jesus. Now we bind all the powers of darkness in the name of Jesus. Father, we bind all the powers of darkness everywhere in the name of Jesus. And we loose all the powers of heaven everywhere in the name of Jesus. He said, whatsoever we ask in Jesus' name, it shall be done. And then all of the people that need healing that are on the radio, touch their bodies from the from their head, inside of their minds, inside of their bodies, to the sole of their feet. And then open the eyes of their understanding and let them be enlightened, that they may reach those pinnacles of success and their expectation that they desire in you. And the boundary would do these things for us. We'll be careful and give our name the praise now and forevermore. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen again. Amen. And now we're going to have a song. Jesus is going to make it better. And that's off of the... is it the crown or the one heart,
God
one soul?
The praise God
album. Thank you. Which Reverend Ronnie is going to be singing. So Jesus is going to make it better. Amen.
I'd like to talk to you for a moment, and here's what I got to say. Gold's all over the floor and diamonds all on the wall. Don't you worry no more, Jesus is gonna console your soul. If your nights been long and cold, don't you worry no more, Jesus is gonna console your soul. And whenever you've been going through, when now Jesus comes, make it better now, barrel of despair, don't you worry no more, Jesus, he really cares. And now if you've been down in the barrel of despair, don't you worry no more, Jesus, he really can. And whenever you think I'm going through, when now Jesus don't make it bad, make it better now for you. Oh, that's better for you, better for you. Make it better for you, make it better. So better for you, so better for you, better for you. When now Jesus don't make it better, 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 better. Gonna be better for you.
Yeah.
Jesus gonna make it better. Children stay in school, stay in Sunday school, and you'll learn. You'll learn the golden rules. Make it better if you're living in poverty. He said, do better poor. Say you're rich and you're not poor no more. Ooh, if you're living now, then need your privileges and sad you. Ooh, Jesus, he'll come into your life and make it all new. What else, what else, what else, what else?
Jesus,
gonna make it
better.
Yeah. Better for you. But now Jesus, gonna make it better. Better, 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 better. Oh, that's all better for you. Jesus, gonna make it better. She cried, oh, she cried. Tears ran down her eyes. Don't make it better. And I told her, Mama, don't cry no more. Jesus gonna make it all better for you. Better for you. So better, so better for you.
Yes, yes, yes. And now the introduction of our guest speaker today for this fourth Sunday service, Reverend Ronnie Marshall is the associate pastor of Virginia Baptist Church out of Wrightsville, Arkansas, and he has been for the last 8 years, and he is a soft-spoken man who has been a national ambassador for Christ for years throughout the United States. Reverend Marshall is a singer, songwriter, guitar player, recording artist, and TV producer with current records entitled The Praying Man Album and One Heart and One Soul and Praise God Album as well. We will be blessed with the words from Reverend Ronnie Marshall. We will hear from the Lord after we are graced by a song from his elder brother, Floyd Marshall, singing, Father, I Stretch My Hand to Thee. So you will be heard and graced by Reverend Ronnie Marshall of Wrightsville, Arkansas, after this selection, Father, I Stretch My Hand to Thee, sung by Floyd Marshall.
Okay, it's just an old hymn that we all are familiar with, and it is,
yeah.
Father, I stretch my hand to thee, no other help I know, if Thy withdraw myself from Thee, oh, where the shame I go. And the little second verse says, what would thy only son into before I drew my breath. Oh, and the old church would say, what pain, what labor to tuck here my soul from in this day. Amen.
Yes, yes. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Everybody say, praise God.
Some people would say,
Reverend Ron, why I got to love God? Well, because God created all things. And without him, nothing was created. Everything was dark and void and without form, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Had not God, in his wise providence, had he not purposed or predestinated, as you've seen written in the scripture, the word predestinated means to be known aforehand. To be known, predestinated means to be known aforehand. You can find that in Webster. Well, for the most part, God predestinated us before there was a when or where in our lives, before there was any experiences in our lives, before there was a sun or moon in our lives. God had already predestinated our lives. Now, he predestinated our lives to come from eternity to the earth. He used a transfigurational way between our mothers and fathers. God brought them together in a time of intimacy to transfigurate us from eternity with him, whom he had already predestinated and set a purpose for our life, brought them together to transfigurate us here on the earth to carry out our destiny and destined road we walk upon for his purpose. You see, in Revelation, it tells us that the 4:4-11 says that glory and honor be to God who created all things for his purpose. We are and were created. So we have to really love God for us to receive God's predestinated plan for our life with clarity. Some people, we all have been guilty one time or another, that we walk not as God desired for us to walk for various reasons. Some of those reasons, we were persuaded by diabolical information. Some of those reasons were choices that we made because the lust of our eyes. Some of those ways and times in our lives, we were just strayed away because we was not in communion or in a relationship with God.
Right.
Some of us was doing it our own way, as the singer said. But here in the scriptures, Romans 8 and 28 tells us that we have to really love God because all things will work out for you if you love God and you are called to his purpose. If your intellect, if your logic, if your knowledge that you have taken in this physical and natural world, in your physical body, in your with your physical mind, well, if you take that knowledge and you balance it off with what you have learned in the world and ascertained through agnostics universities, you'll see that you are far apart from a relationship and intimacy with God, because your mind is as the institution have taught you. Be competitive, compete, make sure your business is on top of everybody else's business. Well, with that mythology, or either with that logic, then there comes attributes of sin, because then you start practicing jealousy, envy, you start fighting, and you start trying to be chicanery of the heel, and you want self-centeredness and egotisticalness because you want to be the greatest. And you want everybody to notice you as the greatest, but you are not the greatest. You're just practicing a practice of an era in the past, which takes you farther away from God. This is the way that Lucifer gets into the minds of people and calls them to be limited, because he embodied limitations upon them because of their failure when they were having experiences apart from God. He takes bad experiences, in other words, and he imprisonates people to the sensation of the bad experience. And that happens when we are not in intimacy with God. Notice the scriptures say, all things work together for the good of them that love God. That's why our subject tells us today, everyone all over the world, we got to really love God, because we didn't have anything to do with the creating of ourselves. That's why the psalmist David said, we are your children. You made us, and not we ourselves. We have to remember that God created our bodies, which are instrument of expression. And they will only do, the body will only do what the mind tell it to do. So therefore, we have to be cautious. We have to be cautious of our practice, far as characteristics and attributes are concerned, that we do not practice character that's not becoming the image of God. Now, we all have been guilty one time or another, but then we do not stay imprisoned to a bad way. What do? When God enlightens us, after we come wholehearted clean with God, not with the physical man, but with the non-physical person within us. You see, there's a non-physical person that God, he looks at all the time. You remember? The physical man looks at the deeds that the physical man does before him, and he judges the physical man according to his attributes. If they are diabolical and evil of the devil ways, well, then he going to judge. Man judges the out appearance of the man's deeds that are worldly and carnal. But God judges the non-physical person within us. And when he judges the non-physical person within us, then God opened the eyes of our understanding of his predestinated way that he predestined for us before we ever took one step upon this earth. Now, we open the eyes of our understanding. We have an understanding. The word under, understand is two words that are married that have to deal with conception, under and stand. Under means to submit. Stand means to know your point of view. What do I need to submit to? I need to submit to God, who created me and predestinated my life. I need to I need to submit to him. And then I need to stand. I need to walk with his characteristics. God wants me to walk that is pertaining to his divine image. I need to practice his ways, his character. I need to practice. How do I do that? And what physical example have I had that I could look at that was perfect like God in his image? Well, the only one to be Jesus. Jesus. Now, what is the fact that Jesus would make me be mimicking him as the image of God? Well, number one, he came through immaculate birth, or some people would say masculinity. He came through immaculate birth. He came like we kind of came, but the difference was God did not use a physical man. God used his spirit to put Jesus into the wombs of his mother Mary. That's why we call it an immaculate birth. Now, Jesus, through the immaculate birth, he had a real love for God, regardless of all of the oppositions and the challenges that he had in his life experiences. He had a profound
undying love for God. And he really didn't have a lot of wasted time in his life during the practice of the devil
at all. Matter of fact,
he was so into being called by his father, he addressed every group, whether they were educated or uneducated, or whether they were scholastic, or whether they were even like Paul taught up on Mars Hill, Jesus addressed everybody in the same manner. And the most known saying that Jesus had was, "I am about my Father's business," because he had a profound love for God. Now, on the other hand, we that practice the lifestyle of Jesus, we must have a profound love for God more than anything, and we just cannot love him with just words, or we just cannot say we love him by way of an experience that grandma had in another era. We cannot dance on the fame of past experience and eras, because it does not bring us to this place of hearing the Holy Ghost. That's why the scripture says, all things will work out for you, but you got to really love God. Now, some people say, how do I get this profound relationship where it's intimacy with God 24 hours a day? Well, anything that you really, really love, you're willing to sacrifice time with it. In other words, you will spend time hour after hour, day after day, night after night, month after year, you'll spend that time practicing, trying to love whatever you think you love. Well, if you will spend time with the creature, and the creature may not even love you back as you love it, if you'll spend time years trying to prove love to the creature, but then certainly it should be reasonable for you to love God who created you and the creature.
Right.
That's what he said. All things would work together for the good of them that love God and are called unto his purpose. Now, some people say, well, Randy, what is God's purpose for us? Well, one, he made us in his image, so we got to practice his lifestyle. So then we have to resort back. When Jesus tells us, he said, all y'all that come into me, I'm going to make a new creature. He said, and all of your old habits, he said, I'm going to do away with it. And then he tells us, he said, now, when I make you a new creature, then I'm going to give you a new nature, a new nature. This was predestinated by God, that we come here, and some of us, we were reckless with error, but he changed us through the blood of Jesus. But he predestinated for us to be able to take on this new nature in Christ Jesus. Some people say, what is the new nature? Well, when you was carnal, you raised hell all day. When you was sinful, when you was sinful, you argued and you fussed, you competed, and you were jealous, and you was envy, and you even had murder on your mind sometime, and the devil had you bound with all kind of limitations and an illusion. You thought you were living, doing the right thing, and you found out that you wasn't. That hurt you. So the devil keeps that on your mind. You have another experience. You thought you were doing the right thing, but you found out that you wasn't. And then it goes on and on. But now Jesus said, when you come to him, when you ask him to forgive you for the wrongs that you've done to yourself and others, he said, when you come to him, he said, you're going to be a new creature, the power of the Holy Ghost. That's why Jesus said unto us, he said, I'm going away, but I'm going to send you a comforter who's going to be able to deal with your non-physical person. He said you and the Holy Ghost is going to form a relationship, because the Holy Ghost is going to be dealing with the truth of God and you speaking the truth of God. Jesus said the Holy Ghost was going to link up with your inner, your non-physical person within you that holds the seat of your emotions, that deals with your character, your soul.
Okay.
You got to love God, really love him, with all of you, not no part-time situation or no putonic relationship or no whimsical affair or no fly-by-night acquaintance. No. You did that when you was in the carnalistic world, because you were trying to be to all people everything and found out that you were being like a chicken. Feather drop here, feather drop there, feather drop here. After a while, you skint. Because the diabolical evil of the devil is to rob you, kill you, steal from you, and then destroy you. That's why the scripture says, that's why the scripture says, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called unto his purpose. You got to love God with all of your heart. So when you do, then God has the power. God has the power through his spirit, through Christ, to erase the imprisonation of your conscience to bad experiences where the devil have you bound. But you got to really love God. You got to be done went to your wits end with carnality. You got to be done went to your wits end with the ways of the world and the elements of the world. You got to be to your wits end that you do not want brokenness as a lifestyle. Well, that's all you got in the world is brokenness. That's why God was telling us. He said, you that have this new nature. Let me go back to the new nature. The new nature is the attributes of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So whether you used to practice carnality all day, in Jesus you start practicing the fruits of the Spirit. They become your practical way of life. Love all day, joy all day, peace all day, brotherly kindness, tolerance, and all of these things that has no law in the earth. For the Bible says, against such a practice of a nature like that, there is no law against you. And I could see why with clarity. Because what? You're following the Spirit that Jesus sent, and the Holy Ghost cannot error. The Holy Ghost will not tell us nothing wrong to do. It'll only talk about scripture to remind us of experiences with God, the scripture, the word of God. It'll even, when you give heed and when you humble yourself to the Spirit, submit to him, he'll even stop you from doing wrong when you are carried away almost with temptation by way of the lust of eyes and the pride of life. You got to really love God. Nature don't, it's not schizic. A saint, a person that loves God, his nature is not schizophrenic. He's not up one day and then down the next. He's not broken. Oh, yeah. He don't have personalities by the thousands. When you got personalities by the thousands, then you live in a carnal lifestyle, and then you're no more modulated than the guy that was in the fifth chapter of Mark that had all them legions of demons. Demons are nothing but evil personalities that filtrate the person's conscience through the bad experiences the devil brings before him all the time.
That's right.
All things will work together for the good of those that love the Lord and are called unto his purpose. God intends for us, his purpose is for us to walk in his divine nature.
Yes.
Before, as it was before the fall in the garden. God's perfect will is for us here on the earth in these humanistic bodies to take on a divine nature, whereas we walk as Jesus walked. Our nature is so different. Our nature is so peculiar. It takes us differently. Well, some people say, what would it take? What would it take for me to move forward in my life? What would it take for me to move forward in my life? Some people are asking that question all over the world. and the devil is beating them up with limitations of what they can't do because they black and because they came from a poor family, because they don't have it's all because of the limitations that the devil wants you to be prisonated, that you cannot be in the image of God and have abundant life.
Hello.
As Jesus has said. Jesus didn't call us to poverty. He didn't call us to poverty. He called us to abundant life. He said, I came, I died, I was beaten and buried for you, that you might have life, and that more abundantly through the Spirit of God, not the spirit of the old past era. We hung up on Eisenhower. We hung up on Lincoln. We hung up on Adams and Jeffers and Washington and all of these people, and we're trying to live their fame in this modernistic new world. It won't happen. Apostle Paul said, I came standing 10 toes to the ground with the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That's the only thing that drives you to the pinnacle of success. That's the only thing that takes you to a pinnacle where you have peace, power, and plenty. You have to go by way of the Spirit. You remember what he said in 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter? He said, I came not with excellency of speech or the wisdom of man. He said, no, I didn't do that. I came by way of the demonstration of the Spirit and power in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Apostle Paul addressed all groups with that salutation. As we say today to you, you got to really love God. Now, when you begin to really love God and have intimacy with God, then you begin to recognize other peculiar people in God. It ain't just about you. It ain't just about what you want. Your desires begin to be for the things of others and not just yourself. That's a part of the new nature. In the carnalistic world, it's self number one preservation. I'm going to do it for me. I don't care if I don't nobody else gets nothing. But that's the way people, leaders have led eras of people, nations of people with characteristics that did not cause them to benefit, but it caused them to lose and be stagnated and be in a deep throat to repeat itself over and over again. Why? Because in the carnalistic world of the physical world, there is no out. Now, some people say, yeah, it's out. You could go the way of the educational system, and you can get degrees, and you can do this, and you can do that, and you can do that. Well, that used to be a popular thing, and at one era, it was a real popular thing. But then afterwards, in the carnalistic world, when everybody that was even doing the educating became a scam, then everybody was caught up in the same arena, trying to make it above each other, pull you down, tell you, kill your character, kill your influence, make sure that you don't do nothing that you think that they shouldn't do. But see, that's our problem. That's our problems come from Lucifer and his teaching, because he is doomed, and he has a doomed future. Misery loves company. He cannot have what we have here on the earth, because he got a doomed future. And anybody with a doomed future, guess what? They're miserable. Well, think about it.
That's right.
Jesus said, I came that you might have life. I came that you might walk in power. Not just power with money and with things, tangibility, but power to call things out of your head into existence. Like God did when he said, let there be light, where the Spirit brought the light forth, where the same Spirit that God said, let there be light, he brought it forth to him. And Jesus said to us, this same Spirit is going to lead you and guide you into all things. So if you have intimacy and you submit to this Spirit and you listen to the Spirit, because you know that the Spirit is going to give you your point of view that God is pleased with, that will make him and be obligated to you. If you do that, then you walking with power. You notice Apostle Paul said power.
Come on.
Power to lay hands on the sick, power to call those things that are not as though they were, power to break yokes off of people, power to enhance people's lives, power to strengthen people's lives monetarily, physically, and morally, power to be an example like Jesus, walking in the Spirit of God. For they that walk in the Spirit of God, you are the sons of God. But then they that walk out the flesh, the Bible say you gon' die. So what you want, death? What you want, death? Walking after the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, and the lust of the flesh. Jesus said, I didn't call you to all that. Jesus said, I call you to the will of God. I didn't call you to be self-centered and egotistical and chicanery.
Nope.
He said, I didn't call you for that. He said, I called you for the will of God. How do you do the will of God first? You got to believe that he raised Jesus from the dead. Then next, you got to follow him, because when you follow Jesus and you practice his lifestyle, then you're living the image of God. Notice the Bible says Jesus was God wrapped up in the flesh. God wrapped himself up in Jesus. He want to wrap himself up in us too, but we got to really love him before he can give us all of that.
That's right.
We got to really love him before he can give us all of that. Remember, the Bible said all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called to what he wants us to. Like he predestinated us before mom and daddy got together. He had a plan. He wanted us to walk into that plan.
Each one of us. Yeah.
His predestination don't mean it's going to be for you, but he want what he made you to be, like he want what he want me to be. And how do I be what God want me to be? It's when I have an understanding of the Holy Ghost. Because that's where all your riches going to come from. That's where all that hidden knowledge is going to come from. That's where your peculiarness is going to come from. That's where your royalty is going to come from. That's where your splendor is going to come from. It's going to come from God, because God is the one that got all things. God is the one that made all things. God is the one that gives us the heartbeat that we have. God is the one that causes us to be able to visibly see things. God is the one that gave us the ability to hear. He gave us even the ability to articulate. So what do? Love God, really love him more than anything that exists. Love God more than anything that we thought we have experienced. Love God beyond our intellect or our comprehension of logic. We got to love God beyond anything that we've ever learned. Remember the Apostle Paul, who was educated up on Mars Hill, who was one of the eloquent speaker there was? Remember what he said? He said, all that I have learned, I count it as dung, that I might be perfected in Christ Jesus with the hidden knowledge that comes from the non-physical man inside of us. The hidden man or woman of the heart is the real person.
Yeah.
You will never get the real person if you go after an individual according to the mimicking of this physical world. Well, for the most part, today, all you got to do is recognize who you are, that you are nothing without God. You got to recognize without God, then somebody going to find you stiff the next day or the next hour. You got to understand without God, delusions will take over you. Let me share something with you.
Okay.
Two weeks ago, I experienced COVID, asymptomatic, right? And one particular night, one particular night, I laid down, and the delusion of COVID and the devil came to me and said, you can't breathe. And I almost turned into a shock. And then I heard the Lord say, the Holy Ghost said, put your head on the pillow. So I laid my head on the pillow. I heard my heart beating. So the Lord said, well, You can breathe because your heart's still beating.
Right.
Then I heard the Spirit say, sit up on the bed, on the side of the bed. I sit up on the side of the bed. And I belched 3 times. And after that, a nuance came of freedom that I usually have. Because the gas off of my lungs passed through the belch. And everything became normal.
Okay.
My heart never did stop. And Jesus showed me the illusion of COVID. People inhale for shock and mess up their brain. They stop. They think the heart has stopped, but the heart hadn't stopped. They stopped breathing with the shock of the illusion that COVID brings to kill people by the devil.
Right, right.
But if you sit up on the bed, whoever I'm speaking to, sit up on the bed or move around and belch, let that bubble gas that's covered your lungs with the mucus, let it go, then you're going to find out a nuance of breathing that you're used to will come back because your heart is still beating, so you haven't stopped breathing. And I just want to share it with you all. The illusion that the devil brings when you are in the carnal world and you're not really loving God, that is, you're going to die. You're going to fail. It ain't going to work for you. Nothing will ever be right for you. You'll get too old to do anything. That is the illusion and limitation of the devil that calls people to stop completely and just wait to die and just wait to die. Well, it's a sin if you stop and just wait to die. Amen. It is a sin if you stop and just wait to die. Stop what? Stop moving by way of the Spirit of God. When you stop moving by the Spirit of God, you're waiting to die. And the Bible says nobody but Lucifer that comes to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. That's what's happening all around the nation and all around the world. People are following the attributes of the devil. But that's why the Lord tells us, your petty little hurt, your bad experience, all of that is just to say to you, you are a step away from fulfillment. And fulfillment comes when we follow the perfect Spirit, which is the Spirit of God Almighty. Remember, you got to really love God. That's my sermon for today.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Let the church say amen. Can I get an amen,
amen
from all the church members today? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you're on mute, you can say amen. And I got everybody unmuted. Just give the Lord a hand praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
amen.
God. Thank you for everything you've done for me.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on now. Come on. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. You have to really love God for all the things he's done for you. All the things he's done for you. Without him, where would we be? We'd be sitting on the side of the bed, gasping for air, sitting on the side of the road, looking. We'd be sitting somewhere trying to figure out. But as long as you got King Jesus on your side, you don't have to worry about nothing. Long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. But you have got to really love God in order for these things to happen, in order for you to have a fruitful life. You have really got to love God for anything and everything that you need. You have really got to love God for everything and ask him. You have not because you ask not. But ask him for the little simple things, and he will give it to you. I'm going to play this song, Do You Love God? And then we'll come back and extend an invitation to Christian discipleship, and then we'll go from there. Do you love God? Christopher Walken.
Do you love God more than
come God enough to do that? Can you all answer that today? That's a question.
Yeah.
God loves you. Do you love him? If the roles were reversed, would you die for him? Would you go up on the cross as his child?
Wow.
Would you hang there for people who don't even know you, who ridiculed you, who've spoken the worst way about you, spat at you? You know, just like, okay, no, I am not following this man. No way. But no, God gave his only begotten son because he loved us. So the question is, do you really love God? Now we're going to have an invitation to Christian discipleship done by Reverend Ronnie, unless he has someone else he'd like to have do that for him.
Father God, today, if you are listening around the world, and especially in the United States of America, and
come on,
don't have directions in your life because of the hustle and the bustle of the worldly lifestyle. And you are apart from God and you have not peace. You don't have success. You don't have no money. You don't have a car.
Well,
because the devil has limited you, trying to keep you going away from God, who got everything that you need.
Everything.
Turn around today. Just stop where you are.
Huh.
Don't be drugged no more for a father in the mud, in the muck, in the mire. But turn around.
Yes.
Let the Lord lead you to grazing ground of peace, power, and plenty in the Holy Ghost. You say, I'm not educated enough, and I don't have no skills, and I'm just wondering here and there, listening to the Lucifer tell me to do everything wrong and give me every idea that would get me locked up in the penitentiary or killed. You're not going anywhere. You're going down a dead end road, the graveyard. Whether he's using you to do crazy things in the streets or whether he's using you to just beat up on you because of what you don't think you have achieved, don't allow the devil to really wreck your life. See, that's who's really wrecking your life. It ain't the people that you think after you, but it's the devil trying to lure your soul into hell like he got forever and ever. God done made you in his image. And he told you. He said, cast all your cares upon me. Jesus said, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. All your cares, all of your weaknesses, all of your limitations, all your bad experience, all your I don't have this and I don't have that, all of your I can't get it, I can't reach it, it's too high for me, it's not my equal, and I ain't this equal. All of that, Jesus said, cast all your cares upon him. If your children are disrespectful and are not acting right, cast them upon Jesus. If the husband don't want to be fair and understanding, cast it upon Jesus. If the wife wants to go out and do this and do that, cast it upon Jesus. Don't argue. Don't fight.
Yeah.
That's what the devil wants, so your blood pressure is shoot up, your heart starts palpitating beyond the norm. No! give the devil what belongs to the devil and come to God. God is the one made you in a perfect image. The devil didn't make you in no image.
That's right.
The image the devil is trying to get you to live is a diabolical evil that he came up with in hell for the people that really love God. Don't let the devil give you a program for hell, talking about that's the way you're going to live because everybody else live in that way. Why would you want to live in hell because everybody else in hell? Hell is a terrible place. I don't want to live in hell. I don't want to go. Go back. Get your coat and scram. No, I don't want to go to hell for nobody. So then, guess what? I got to do the image of God because that's what he made me in. That's what he predestined me to be, his image. And what better, what better image could you mimic than God?
Right. That's right.
So wherever you are, come to Jesus. No, don't worry about what people going to say. People have said enough about you already, and they ain't help you. They just said enough to tear you down. Because the devil been using them to tear you down. See, the devil gets the people around you to start lying and start treating you bad and start making you feel unworthy. Well, don't continue to go with that. That's not good enough. You've been made in God's image. Come on to God where he predestinated your life. And why don't you really fall in love with somebody that ain't going to cheat on you? Fall in love with somebody that's going to be fair and want to give you money and want to keep you looking good and want to keep your standards way high. Fall in love with God. That'll be the best thing that you ever done.
Yes, yes.
You ain't accomplished nothing in the world. You ain't. You, listen, everybody around the world, you haven't accomplished nothing living in the world. I don't care if you do get all the things you want. You're still miserable because you don't think you should share what you got with nobody. That's the wrong heart to have. You live a lifetime, so I'm going to be alone because what God gave me is mine all by myself. But you're going to be there by yourself with everything that you got. You're going to die by yourself. And then guess what? All your stuff, some food going to come along and get it. Or the children going to give it away. Come on to Jesus. Come on to Jesus then. And get you a real love, because you're walking in God's image. And that's what he wants to see. That's why he created us. God, remember Revelation 4:11? He said, they said, honor and glory and power and dominion be to God, because God has created all things for his pleasure. That's why we exist. That's why mom and daddy got together in intimacy, so we could be the image of God in a body.
Yes.
And the body is the instrument of, remember, the body is the instrument of expression. It's only going to do what the spirit tells us. It's only going to do what the physical, the non-physical man of the heart does.
That's right.
So let your ways, let your practical ways of life be the fruits of the spirit. Love all day. If you love all day, your blood pressure go down.
Peace
all day.
That's right.
If you have peace all day, disease won't take over you. If you have
joy all
day, then all things will come to you. Because you're joyful, other people are going to pick up on your joy, and they're going to want to bless your joy and be a part of your joy. Kindness, meekness. Take the Jesus approach in everything. Jesus said, my love and kindness have I drawn. If you want to draw people where people would be drawn to you, use love and kindness, not the devil's bitter attitude of arrogance and pride. Turn where you are. Break your habits. Your habits, they don't have nothing to do with nobody. Your habits is dealing with you and the personalities, the demons. Demons are evil personalities. Lucifer got a lot of evil personalities speaking out into your mind that imprisonate you from being the best that you really are. And the reason why I say the best that you really are, because God made you in his image. So he's giving you power to bring your thoughts that you think in your mind into existence just by believing in him.
So if you're
out there, you're out there and you don't know Jesus, or if you're in the Lord and you're confused, cast your confusion upon Jesus. Get in the word of the Lord and start doing what the Bible says. Remember and forget not the power of God, that he delivered you out of a lot of experiences. So he's still God. If he delivered you out of all of those experiences, you say, God brought me through, he's still God. So you should be closer to him now, since he done brought you through so much. You shouldn't be bagging back to him. What, you want to bag back so he can bring you out again? No, come to him and then have still water. Live beside still waters and have peace. You know?
Yeah.
Go to good pastures. What am I mean? Pastures. Go to green grazing grass where you eat without money. You have milk and honey in God. And then God in turn, he said, I've given you all things anyway. What are you trying to reach for when God then gave you all this stuff anyway? He said, I've given you all things that you might have joy and that he might be glorified. What you scuffling for things for? And God then gave you all things. Come to him and enjoy.
Yeah.
Enjoy the goodness of the Lord and inquire in his temple and the beautiness of holiness. Come on to him. Be in his image and really wreak havoc upon the devil's head with love and kindness. Come today. Come today wherever you are. Even if you don't have money, come today. And then let the Lord, in turn, fill your pockets with money. Let him fill your baskets where they run over. Let him give you wisdom and knowledge to raise the children in the admonishing of the Lord. Let him give you power to be a good husband or be a good wife. Let him teach you. Let the Spirit lead you how to not be selfish, but give of yourself for the sake of love and commitment. Come to him today. All you got to do is repent for the wrongs that you've done to yourself and others, and accept the will of the Lord. He raised Jesus from the dead, and he is the Son of the true and living God.
Thank you.
Believe it in your heart, and
then
come on, take on the new nature that Jesus died for. Come on, take on the new nature and change. Take on the new nature and leave limitations and illusion. The Bible says, he that is poor, let him say he's rich. He said, he that is sick, let him say I'm well. He that want something from God, let everybody say, it's done already. But you got to come to him. You got to really love him. And then if you really love God, Romans 8:28 becomes a reality. all things are work out for your good because you love God. Now listen to that. Not some things, but all things. All things. Relationships.
All things.
The children. All things. The money situation. All things. The housing situation. All things. The knowledge.
All things.
The education. All things. All things are yours. If you come and be called to God's purpose, which is as he created in heaven, so it is on the earth. The non-physical man, one with God, within your soul, then the spirit takes over and have dominion over you. And then that's when your body, which is the instrument of expression, start being disciplined in a perfect way by the fruits of the spirit. So wherever you are, if you pray that prayer, that Jesus is the Son of the true living God, God raised him from the dead, then you're saved today. Now you can start walking in peace, power, and plenty in the image of God, which he's predestinated for us to do. God bless your souls and your hearts.
Amen. Amen. And if you, after you heard the prayer from Reverend Ronnie Marshall and you accept Jesus Christ into your heart today, welcome to the family of God. If you need further assistance into entering the family of God, I ask that you complete a contact us form on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com or send an email to doitallinthemall@yahoo.com and we will send you some information either by mail or email, and that will help better help you better understand what has happened to you when you gave your life to Christ. And to further your walk with Christ, we also invite you to Bible study on Wednesday evenings at 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern every other Wednesday night. Or you can call in at 845-241-9985. We'd be more than happy to assist you. Now we're going to hear one of Reverend Ronnie's song, A Crown of Love, from his One Heart and One Soul album. And then we will have a benediction, and then I'm going to play, as I call it, more church music for your enjoyment listening and pleasure. Crown of love.
I'm determined to see Jesus and to know you welcome me, for he's prepared a mansion when I dwell through eternity. And you give to me the crown of love, crown of love,
crown of love.
You'll give
Savior, and you wear, if you're wearing a smile, then you throw your arms around me, then you hold me as a child, and you give of love, crown of love, Jesus. You give to me, and the love, and the love, crown of love, crown of love, crown of love. You give to me.
And now we'll have benediction by Reverend Ronnie Marshall.
To your hearts, hope that your non-physical man or woman was touched by the word of the Lord. Now, if you want to share offering, whatever you have, whatever the Lord on your heart, my cash tag is cash sign D12652. Again, if you want to share an offering, whatever the Lord lay on your heart on this fourth Sunday service, well then, my cash tag is cash sign D, D.S. David, 12652. God bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus, these are your people, sheep of your pastors. You made them and not themselves. Lord, let them take hold to the word. Let clarity set into their minds, open the eyes of their understanding. Let your word take center in their hearts and their minds, that they may walk into the new nature, that they may understand they got to really love you, and all things shall work out for their good. And then bless them, everybody that was on and all of the listeners in Africa and all over the world, here in the United States, unify us in the oneness of your image. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God, and amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Reverend Ron, for today's message.
And thank you.
The message was, you're welcome. You really have to love God. And from Romans 26 to 29, but we focus on the verse 28. And so we want to thank each and every one of you for joining us today and for being there with Let's Do It Radio. And if you want to stay with me for about another hour or less or more, and I'll play more music, more entertaining music. And we want to thank you, everyone. We had listeners from Arkansas, South Carolina, Washington State, 571-388-6461. I should say the last four, 6461, Maryland, and Georgia. So we thank each and every one of you for joining our service today. And if you want prayer before we go, I'm going to open the line and get and ask for the last four. And so if you want prayer, well, we'll open that line and we'll have prayer for you. 8696. Would you like prayer today? Last four, your phone number. Okay, they may have us on mute. Thank you. Last four, 3496. Would you like prayer for from Reverend Ronnie today? Three, four, nine, six. I know that person had been having migraines and other.
Hey,
ALS.
How you doing?
Yeah. There you
hello,
go.
Hello, hello.
Fine.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I was clean. Hi. Hey, yeah, I would love some. No prayer can't hurt.
No prayer can not hurt.
I need all the prayer
we
I can
have,
get. I need all I can get.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
And that. Right, and that's Miss Sinful. So if you want to say a prayer for Miss Sinful, Reverend Ron.
Yes, Father God Jehovah, in the mighty majestic name of Jesus, since you predestinated this our sister and you predestined a road for her life, give her clarity in her next direction, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give her your mind. Let the mind that was in Jesus be in her, that the decisions she make might be pleasing in thy eyesight, and she might walk as a woman made in God's image, not limited
by
Lucifer, but made in your image. Give her clarity that she might call those things that are not as though they were in her life. Lord, let her walk and let her walk in a worthy frame of mind, because she's made in your image. We bind all the power of darkness, and we loose all the powers of heaven in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
In the image of God, sister, live your life. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And Sharon, would you like prayer today?
Of course. Of course. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Ms. Sharon. Mm-hmm.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Sister Sharon, who plays an intricate part in this worldwide ministry. Strengthen her.
Yes.
Give her direction in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, let her
Lord.
Put her hand, let her put her hand where you predestinated it to go, and let perpetual wealth be her platform in the name of Jesus. We call things that are not as though they were. We bind in the name of Jesus, God, all the powers of darkness that will come against her. And we loose all of the powers of heaven in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
She were made, you made her in your image. Give her direction on the predestined road that you've given for her life in the name of Jesus. Let a new birth take over the non-physical woman of her heart. Give her soul perpetual peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, and then we have 5349. Would you like prayer? I believe that's your, that's Brother Floyd.
I received prayer from the others. So, I'm okay because I received it when they
You're
were
good.
When you were praying
All right.
for them. Okay.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then we have caller with the last three. Oh, excuse me, last four of 3833. Would you like prayer today? Hello. Okay. All right. So we want to thank them. They're into listening to something else. So we want to thank each and every one of you for joining us in the Let's Do It radio service through Do It All in the Mall, which is owned and operated by Sharon Salisbury Fraser and has been in business for over 13 years. And it's a safe and secure 24/7 online shopping mall. Providing over 5,000 of your favorite stores you don't even know about, stores that you are familiar with or maybe not be familiar with. And so just go to doitallinthemall.com and peruse the site and see what you haven't seen before, and just peruse, visit, and let us know what you like about the site, you know, or how we can make it better. When you visit the religious section from the homepage of doitonthemall.com, all your religious items such as Bibles in all languages and other religious paraphernalia as well. And we would love to put your religious product in the mall if you have a religious product. And you can come contact us by completing the contact us information on the homepage as well and sending it to us. And as you spend your dollars to the mall, the more funds we build up and the commission is earned on qualified purchases going back to your communities. And that's where your money matters the most, in your communities. And you can change lives and outlooks and while making a difference nationwide by making Do It All in the Mall your shopping headquarters. It's just like going to Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Kroger, whichever way you go, eBay, Amazon. But you just go through Do It All in the Mall, and we get a commission from qualified purchases. So visit, take a tour, and go to the website of doitallinthemall.com. And donations are also welcome. When you click the donation button, all major credit cards are accepted on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, as well as through the Cash App of Do It All in the Mall. And it's $ Do It All in the Mall. So go ahead, check out and follow us, and you can discuss different topics with us through the week. But we just really appreciate each and every one of you joining us and listening to our music, our entertainment, to our speakers throughout the week. Wednesday we have Think Wealth with Dr. Ralph Steele, and I think he's going to be talking about Bitcoin. So join us that day, and it's 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern. So now I'm going to go ahead and play some music for our listening audience and just kind of get more into our church. And if you have anything you'd like to request, you can either text me or link me or contact us in the chat room. I'd be more than happy to hear from you and play maybe a song that you'd like to hear. We're going to start off God is Love by Kirk Whalum.
About my father, God is my friend. He made this world for us to live in and gave us everything. And all he asks of us is that we give each other. About my father, God is my friend. He loves us whether or not we know it, and he'll forgive all our sins, yeah. And all he asks of us is that we give each other love.
Thank you.
God is love. This next song is by Walter Hawkins. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. You really have to love God and be thankful for all the things that he has done for you throughout your life, throughout each and every day, watching over you, keeping you safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. And so thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. I could have been dead, laying in my grave, but you brought me out and you brought me through, like Reverend Ronnie was saying. He was sitting up there with COVID. And the Lord talked to him. So, you know, you have really got to love God and listen to hear him speak to you in that small, still voice.
Protect.
Come on, I'm not done yet. I know I am. How many afternoons? Let's get rid of your name. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Didn't have to do it, but you really have to love God. And I can't do this by myself, so I need you to survive. Hezekiah Walker, I need you. Yes, I do. I can do this by myself. It's okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you.
Everybody,
thank you.
Look at somebody and tell them, I need you.
I need you. You are in
And all that's going on these days, we need God, Jesus, Spirit. We need all that to survive. But we're not alone out there. And as Yolanda sings, the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. So if we give it to God, leave it in his hands and let it go. The battle is not yours. There by yourself. The battle is not yours, but it's the Lord's. Yes. And as the message we had today, you really have to love God. Well, Philip Carter and SOB sing, I love the Lord. this that I'm saying.
Come on.
Didn't God make
made you glad. When you didn't have no money, money to pay your bills, then he stepped in on time. Won't he step in on time? That's why I love the law.
You love the Lord. Why? You really have to love God, to love the Lord. And Philip said, I do. I love the Lord. And Dottie Peoples are going to sing, God Can, because if you really have to love God, you know God can. He can do anything. So that's why I love God, because he can do anything, and anything that I ask, he will do. He may not be there when I want him, but he's always on time. That's another one of her songs. He's an on-time God, but right now we're going to do God Can, and he will.
How many of you know that God can? He'll fix it for you.
My hand is raised.
I don't care what you're going through.
Yes.
God can fix it.
Don't care. Yes. Y'all hear?
God can.
Yes, he will.
God provided you with a man, and
Thank you. Thank you. Play that. Play that song. You sure can. You can fix it. Yes, you can. The only way to fix it, I need you to survive. Yes, Lord, I need you. I need you. I need you. I need you now. I need you right now. Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Getting the best weapon out of the house now. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I need you to right now, Smokey Northfield. I need you, Lord. I need you. I need you.
Not an hour, another day, but an epic moment with my arms out.
Yeah.
I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Not another thing. Another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before, to show up and restore all of the faith that I left. While I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in need. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away.
Yeah.
The ways of trials that feed upon me.
now. And no matter when I need you, when you're come, you're still God, Bayana.
Don't believe, and there's some who refuse to see. If they only had a clue for the joy I found in love in you. And I heard some are very smart with the favor of powerful men. Much respect for their degree, but it's not likely their hands or bend their knees. Oh, you're still God, I still understand. I understand you're God. I can't take your place. Someone leave you right up there where you are. And I understand.
Sometimes I feel like giving up.
Yeah, sometimes
it seems like my best just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through?
Well,
and then he said, one more day, one okay. more step. See, I'm prepared for myself.
Uplifting from today's service, which was entitled You Really Have to Love God, given to us by Reverend Ronnie Marshall out of Wrightsville, Arkansas, and his Bible verses were Romans 8:26-29 with a concentration on verse 28. We want you to be blessed, stay blessed until we meet again. And Sunday services, first Sundays is Reverend Carolyn McCullough. Second Sundays is Dr. Ralph Steele. Third Sundays is Reverend Carolyn Williamson. Fourth Sundays, as you heard today, was Reverend Ronnie Marshall. And on fifth Sundays is Reverend Heather Lynn Watkins. And services are from 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central and 6 p.m. Eastern, and we try to open up the lines as it's supposed to just be listening for invitation to discipleship or if you want to be prayed for. So we want you to continue to be blessed until we meet again. And it's just been a pleasure being on the radio with you today, and check the schedule for the rest of the week as we go through the week, and you can look on doitallinthemall.com and go to the Let's Do It Radio banner, which is found on the right-hand side. You scroll down, and it's a nice blue Let's Do It Radio banner, and you can click on that, and you can see what's going on. And also, for those of you who are traveling, we do have Eventbrite free, so if you type in Let's Do It Radio, you'll see what's going on for Let's Do It Radio, and you click on the ticket, which is free, so you don't have to pay for anything. You can still listen through Let's Do It Radio through Eventbrite. So we're trying to get all kind of avenues covered so that you can still hear us and still be a part of our Sunday worships and, well, weekly worship and entertainment and so on and so forth. And if you have any questions, please reach out to us on the Contact Us form. And don't forget to follow us. Subscribe, look at us through Do It All in the Mall on Facebook, Instagram, Tweet, Tumblr, this, that, anything social media, you can connect with us. So we appreciate you. Thank you ever so much for being with us today. This has been your radio hostess, Miss Inez, owner and operator of Anais Daku Designs out of Florida. We've been broadcasting to you worldwide out of Washington State. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you for all you've done for us. Have a wonderful evening. Stay blessed. And pray that you watch between, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. Amen, amen, and amen again. Thank you.
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio. Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to understand and strengthen us to provide for ourselves and our communities by working together. It takes each and every one of us to come together as the kings and queens that we are and have always been. Thank you.
Amen. Amen, and amen again. Have a blessed rest of the weekend, and may you go into your next week prosperous, open-minded, and with your heart filled with the spirit of love. In Jesus' name, amen.